5 years ago, Mariah Carey's career was hanging by a thread. Public breakdowns and the failure of her much-hyped Glitter project threatened to eclipse the legacy of the biggest-selling female artist of the 1990s. Last year, in a turnaround worthy of Hollywood, Mariah enjoyed the number one album of 2005 with The Emancipation of Mimi. Mariah Carey received her 2 previous Grammy Awards in 1990, taking Best New Artist and Best Female Pop Vocal. This year, she's in line for 8. You just heard We Belong Together competing for Record and Song of the Year honors. The Emancipation of Mimi fights for the Album of the Year title.
I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow.
Only 2 other acts received 8 nominations, Kanye West and the singer you just heard, John Legend. Born John Stevens, this native of Ohio began singing and playing piano at age 5. At 16, he performed on Lauryn Hill's hit single, Everything is Everything. From there, he worked with a wide array of acts, including Janet Jackson and Alicia Keys. His debut album, Get Lifted, appeared in 2004. John's 8 nominations include Best New Artist. Running against him in this race are rock acts Keen and Fall Out Boy, R&B vocalist Ciara, and country pop trio Sugarland, whose vocalist Kristen Hall last week announced her departure. She wants to concentrate on songwriting.
Windmill, windmill for the man, the forever hand in hand. Take it all out on your stride, it is taking falling down.
If Gorillaz takes the trophy for best pop collaboration with vocals, it will be tough for the members to take the stage. They don't exist. These 4 cartoon characters are the creation of Damon Albarn, leader of the British pop act Blur, along with illustrator Jamie Hewlett. Altogether, they're up for 5 Grammy nominations. It could be argued Fantasia is also artificially created. Yet there's nothing false about this single mother from North Carolina. The winner of the 2004 American Idol competition competes in 3 categories, including Best R&B Album for Free Yourself. Here's the title song.
If I make you so miserable, you don't want me, then don't talk to me.
Grammy nominee Fantasia Barrino with Free Yourself. The Grammy Awards' importance stems from their source. Only members of the Recording Academy may vote. This organization draws its membership from the ranks of musicians, producers, engineers, and other recording professionals. The Academy members this year selected 7 acts to receive their prestigious Lifetime Achievement Award. Rock acts Cream and David Bowie, country singer Merle Haggard, the late comedian Richard Pryor, blues legend Robert Johnson, opera vocalist Jesse Norman, and folk group The Weavers. The 48th annual Grammy Awards ceremony takes place February 8th at the Staples Center in Los Angeles and will broadcast to a global audience. I'm Ray McDonald.
Places in my life and time, I've sung a lot of songs, made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. We're alone now, and I'm singing a song for you.